You tuned in, I mean zoomed in to Bang Bang 100 Radio. Let's get it.
Drinks in the air, rich nigga put that as a spade in the air. Back a couple bitches, yeah, we played everywhere. Drinking it up and popping them sprayed everywhere, y'all. And we be saucy. I love it, so you know I got flossy.
It's my shit!
Come fresh to death, they say I should be coughing. I'm about to turn it up. She wanna party with a real nigga. Shorty wanna party with a real nigga. Shorty wanna party with a real nigga. She wanna party with a real nigga. She wanna party. She wanna party. She wanna party. She wanna party.
My shit,
roll, roll, like a movie play. Your fucking roll, roll, roll. Throw a cheerio.
Fuck it, let me get into it, man. I'm feeling good. Ain't nothing changed. Hey, check it, man. I just wanted to talk to y'all. Talk to anybody listening. Talk to my friends, whoever listening that fuck with me, man. Basically, you know, people, my people's tuned in, and I was going over my taxes and shit. I was doing my taxes yesterday. And I was so fucking proud of myself, man. I looked at myself and I didn't know that I had a good year last year. You know what I mean? Because I look back at this, you know, when you do your taxes, I got a lot accomplished. You know, as far as my investments, I did some good shit, man. I'm about to turn it up.
She wanna party with a real nigga.
Fuck it, we gonna party with a
real nigga. She wanna party with a real nigga. She wanna party. She wanna party. Hey, she wanna party. She wanna party.
I wonder if you gon' roll with me. Run, see if you gon' stroll with me. Jeffrey trying to roll. Yeah. Alright, I'm back. Fuck it. This just my shit, don't mind me. I'm turning up in here. But yeah, I had a good year, man. Far as investments, I did good. I should have kept better records, basically. So, my goal for this year is to keep better records of my shit. Everything that come in, everything that go out, inventory, all that shit matters right now because I'm going crazy trying to write down all these fucking numbers just so that my taxes will be right. And, you know, just trying to make sure everything is good. Yeah, so, any of my friends listening, man, this gonna be a good 2018, man. I wanna help anybody and everybody, motivate them to start their own business, get their own motherfucking money. If you don't got no hustle, it's time to hustle, man. It's time to turn that shit up a notch. You know what I mean? Anybody that's trying to be an entrepreneur, you know what I mean? I give you some free advice. You know what I mean? I show you, I tell you how to do it. If you can't listen, I show you how to do it. It ain't hard. It'll take a little bit of money, but you'll get it back when you claim it on your taxes. Because I'm getting my shit back. Believe that. I'm getting all my shit back, and I put out some loot. Believe that. For real, for real. But the reason why I said I was proud of myself, because I had some fucked up years, man. Some fucked up years. I think since 2012. Yeah. Since like 2012 to 2016, it was shitty. 2017 was the shit. 2018, I want to invest more. I want to build my brand. I gave myself 3 years to build my brand to where I want to build it. And then I'm going to start another business. I want to go into business with a female, but I don't know. I ain't find no female that was trying to go into business. But I'm going to do that for 3 years. Then I'm going to build another brand. This year, my plans is to get material where as though I can cut out the middleman, do the designs myself, and get my shit popping the way I want to. I need to find some manufacturers that I can get it for a cheap rate. And I need low quantity because I'm not pushing a lot like these other brands and shit. I'm not pushing all that shit. So if I can get it at a quantity that, you know, reasonable, not 500, I can do it. Yeah, I'm just trying to motivate and encourage all my peoples out there, man. Get on your shit, man. It ain't hard. I'm trying to tell you. If you're scared to fall, if you're scared to fail, then I don't know what to tell you. I'm the type of nigga, I take risks. I didn't risk it all. I didn't risk my life plenty of times. I mean, taking a risk, shit. I ain't scared to do that, baby. I'm just not gonna jump out the window. For real. If I don't think it's worth it, I ain't doing it. But listen to my shit in the background, man. If there's any females listening to this shit, I know you wanna twerk. We gotta bring that.
Twerk. Girl, I wanna see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk. Twerk. If you broke, go to work. Make that big booty twerk. Make that big booty twerk. Can I touch that booty?
That booty. That big old booty. My bad, man. I'm just feeling good. I'm in this motherfucker jamming. Smoking. Doing my damn thing. I just wanted to send some positive vibes out there for my people. Motivate them to get their motherfucking hustle on. Now, I mean, you're going to struggle. If you don't think you're going to struggle, I don't know what to tell you. Shit ain't just going to be all good from the start. But I'm doing good for myself, shit. With no support from family or friends, shit. I'm doing my thing. As a matter of fact, I got support from family and friends. A few of them. But I don't get mad at these dickheads. They don't know no better. That booty. That big old booty. Take that booty. Yeah, they don't know no better. I'm going to tell you like this, man. When you do start your business and you expect family or friends to support your business, you sadly mistaken. They not going to support you. And you're going to look at them like you mad and shit. And I'm going to tell you right now, man, don't get mad at them. They going to do their thing. Let them do their thing, man. Let them rock out. But I'm going to tell you like this. When that shit be all good, like when they start seeing people in your shit, they gonna be like, damn, let me buy one of those things. Let me get a discount. Let me, motherfucker, kiss my ass, nigga. Ain't no motherfucking discounts, nigga. Your discount was when I was doing my grand opening. You should have jumped on it. You know what I mean? Whoever fuck with me now, that's who I'm rocking with. I ain't fucking with whoever not fucking with me. I've been that way. You don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you. Who the fuck you think you is, nigga? Yeah, you don't get mad. But support those who support you. And for any black folks out there, y'all out there buying from the Chinese, the white man, and all these other people, have it in your fucking mind that this month, I'm going to spend my money with these black folks over here. Y'all don't think about that shit. I mean, god damn. Everybody get the money. Y'all don't keep the money in the community. No, I mean, that's one thing I don't get about black folk. Support your own. before you support another motherfucker. Motherfucker. Yeah, so, and I'm saying this, but I put more action behind my word. I said, fuck it, man. I told myself, I'm going to start supporting these. Because I wasn't doing it just like y'all motherfuckers wasn't doing it. Until I started my business and I really seen the struggle, I said, fuck it, man. I got to do this shit. I got to support this black man and buy some of his shit. Buy a cake, buy this, buy that. Support a motherfucker. You know what I mean? You don't see that shit until you struggling trying to sell some shit and motherfuckers ain't coming and you supporting you. And you like, God damn, all these motherfuckers. Man, I done supported everybody. I done did this, I done did that. Man, listen. Can't get butthurt over this shit. If you don't say it, if you ain't gonna do it, don't ask for it. And that's real rap. I'm just bullshit. I mean, I just wanted to get on here and, you know, talk to the folks. Let you know the strive. Accomplish some shit this year, man. Not just spending money every fucking where. Buying dumb shit with your motherfucking taxes. All that bullshit, man. Invest some of that shit. Put some of that shit up. Do something right with that money. You can invest $500 of that money and have your own business. It probably take only 500, but probably take a little more, maybe 11. Who knows? Depending on what you're trying to do, but shit, it's a first step. You know what I mean? Everybody and their grandmamas get them tax dollars and fuck up all them dollars, boy. You get them in February, be broke by April, and that's a fucked up way to live. For real. You know, that's for all my people that gives a fuck. If you don't give a fuck, you already know. Don't listen to me. But that's all I wanted to do, man. I just wanted to reach out, touch the people, talk a little shit, and give a little encouragement. Get your own, man. This year, you gotta get your own. You out there working for another motherfucker, man. You making that motherfucker rich, man. When you gonna make your motherfucking self rich? And you can do that shit. You can do it. Shit. I know you tired of working for another motherfucker, busting your ass. You come home, your motherfucking back hurt. Your feet hurt. Some of you motherfuckers don't even get health insurance. And that's fucked up. They don't give a fuck about us. And then I'm doing my taxes, man. I'm looking at Medicare. I'm like, man, these motherfuckers take out all this money and I don't got no fucking health insurance. Ain't that a bitch? You pay these motherfuckers all year long and the U.S. government won't even give a motherfucker health care. They going through all this bullshit because the U.S. government is fucking greedy. They take money all across the motherfucking world. They take money from their own. They don't give you shit. They just want the money. They want the money. Whatever you can give them. Shit. I'm tired of that shit. They just take and take from their people. They don't show the American people no motherfucking love. Everywhere else around the country, they treat their people good. And I'm going to tell you like this, man. You only as good as how you treat your people. You treat your people like shit. You ain't shit. You treat them good, everything keep moving, everything keep striving, everybody's happy, and that's the way it should be. Keep everybody happy. Shit. It's some bullshit, man. Our fucking government just taking from us, man, just taking from us, because they fucking money-hungry-ass motherfuckers. And they not just taking from us, their own people. They taking from every fucking body. And you'll think they'd take from everybody and their peoples would be good. That's just like if when you had a shitty ass job working for a shitty ass fucking boss that don't give a fuck about you. You break your back for this motherfucker. And when I say break your back for that motherfucker, you know what I'm talking about. You come home stressed out and shit. Man, this shit gotta change, y'all. This shit got fucking changed ASAP. That's why I want y'all to get your own, man. That's the only way. Start it there. I don't give a fuck if you make cookies. Get that motherfucker started. You make some good grits. Get that motherfucker popping. It can be done. Shit. If you need help, holler at me. Just reach out. I'm not no hater. I give you the game if I got it for you. But if I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. You know not to ask me for shit. But anybody else, yeah, that's how I'm rocking. Trying to feed my pups. Yeah, man. I'm about to get off of here, man. I'm pissed off talking about that dumb shit. But yeah, man, I want the best for y'all. If y'all ain't know that, I want y'all to do your own thing. Rock out. Feed your families. Build wealth. Get your own shit. Stop breaking your back for another motherfucker that don't give a shit about you. Bang Bang 100 out. Got me focused, I done noticed all the damages. I don't see no purpose in the counties. I was just lost so many niggas. I went crazy, I couldn't balance it. You can't question fire, yeah, the intelligence. Sipping on this activist, that's why I gotta manage it. SRT the challenges. Make that work, do acrobatics, flip accurate. And I'm leaning like a project ballast. I'm a boss, I ain't never need a manager.